كنا تكلمنا في الدرس الماضي عن زكاة التجارة. We talked in the past class about how to pay the zakah in trade article. وفي الدروس التي قبل عن باقي أنواع الزكاة and in the previous classes about the other types of zakah. بقي أن نذكر شيئين الشيء الأول زكاة الخليطين والشيء الثاني زكاة الفطر In this session, inshallah, we will discuss two other matters. The first matter is if people mix the articles in which the zakah is due, how do they pay as zakah? And the other issue is zakatul fitr. مال الخليطين أو الخلطاء كمال المنفرد في النصاب وفي القدر المخرج إذا كملت شروط الخلطة يعني أنه إذا خلط شخصان ماليهما أو أكثر من شخصين أشخاص خلطوا أموالهم وكان مجموع الخليط نصابا عند ذلك هذا المجموع يزكى كأنه مال شخص واحد سواء من حيث النصاب أو من حيث القدر الذي يخرج عنه If two or more people mix together their belongings, their camels, their cows, their sheep, their gold, their silver, their crops, their dates, I mean their plants, their trees, if they mix together the trade articles. In this case, they pay as zakah as if they are one person. So the quotum is calculated as if they are one person, and the due amount is considered as if they are one person. ولا نعني بالخلطة هنا خلطة الشركاء خلطة الشركاء معروف أن الشركاء يزكون زكاة الواحد إنما نعني خلطة الجوار التي ليس فيها شراكة Here we are not talking about partners Partners are known It is known for partners that They pay as zakah as if they are one person. No, we are talking about people who mix their belongings without being partners. Without being partners. مثال لذلك أن يكون عندي غنم وعند شخص آخر غنم فنخلط الغنمين لا أفرد غنمي بمكان تبيت فيه عن غنمه ولا بمكان ترعى فيه عن غنمه ولا بمكان تشرب فيه عن غنمه ونحو ذلك. هذا معناه هذا المراد بالخليطين هنا، ولا تنفرد غنمي بكبش عن غنمه وهكذا. هذا المراد بالخليطين هنا، من غير أن نصير شريكين، من غير أن نصير شريكين. كذلك إذا كان لي شجر وله شجر، لي نخل وله نخل، ولا تنفرد نخلي عن نخله بسقي أو بجذاذ أو بمكان حفظ الثمار عندما تقطع ونحو ذلك. بنحو ذلك نصير خليطين، مع أن مالي وماله، مع أننا لسنا شريكين، ليس له حصة فيما أملك في الثمار ولا في الشجر التي أملكها، ولا لي حصة في الثمار والشجر التي له، إنما خلطناها. وهكذا إذا كنت أنا في دكان وكان لي آخر في نفس الدكان، أنا أبيع بضاعتي وهو يبيع بضاعته، ولا أفرد بضاعتي عن بضاعته، كلانا في نفس المكان وكلانا لنا نفس الحارس وكلانا نضع المال في نفس الصندوق، أنا أحفظ مالي في هذا الصندوق وهو يحفظ ماله في نفس الصندوق، هذان يعدان خليطين ولو لم نكن شريكين، لو لم أكن أشاركه في ماله ولو لم يكن يشاركني في ماله، هذان الخليطان يزكيان كواحد، كشخص واحد. So how does this happen that two people would have their articles, their belongings mixed together without being partners? An example of that, if I own camels and another person owns camels, our camels, they stay in the same place at night. We take them to the same place, they go together to the same place to drink. They are gathered in the same place to be taken later to the pasture. Later they are taken to the same pasture. If this is the case, if the certain conditions are satisfied, then our camels are mixed without me having a share of what he has, or without him owning a share of what I have. Rather, I own mine, he owns his, but they are mixed together. In this case, we both pay a zakah as if we are one person. Or if I plant wheat, for example, and another person plants wheat, our two lands are adjacent. When I water, for example, when I water mine with the same water he irrigates his. When we cut them, we put them in the same place to store them. The same people or person guard the yield, the storage. In this case, if all the conditions are satisfied, then our crops are mixed. Even though I don't own a share of what he owns, and he does not own a share of what I have, but they are considered mixed. So when we pay a zakah for them, we pay as if they belong to one person. When I separate the grains from the other parts of the plant. I do it in the same place where he does it. So like this, we are considered the having mixed articles. If I sell my items in a store and another person sells his items in the same store, we store them, we are putting them in the same store, the same people guard the store. We put our money in one box, he puts it in this box, he puts his in this box, I put mine in the same box to guard the money, etc. In this case, if all the conditions are satisfied, we are considered to have mixed items, item trade. In this case, we pay as zakah as if we are one person. So this is what is meant here. It does not pertain to partners. Partners, it is known that they pay as if they are one person. This is what we are talking about in this case. Now, the conditions, inshallah, we'll get back to them. And in the future, inshallah, we will go over them one by one. If someone wants to have an idea about the conditions, he can look in the text of Abu Shuja'. They are mentioned, the conditions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like that. في هذه الحال يخرج الخليطان أو الخلطاء الزكاة كأنهم شخص واحد كل بقدر حصته. In this case, الزكاه would be paid as if they are one person, but also from each one according to his share. إذا كان عندي 20 من الغنم وعند آخر 30 من الغنم. إذا كان عندي 20 من الغنم وعنده 30 من الغنم فخلطناها. أنا وحدي ليس علي زكاة لو كنت وحدي، لأن 20 دون النصاب، وهو لو كانت غنمه وحدها ما كان عليه فيها زكاة، لأن 30 دون النصاب. أما عندما خلطناها صارت 50 بلغت النصاب الذي هو 40، فصار علينا الزكاة. ما هي الزكاة الواجبة علينا؟ شات منه ثلاثة أخماسها ومني خمسها، هكذا. For example, if I own 20 sheep, another person owns 30 sheep, we mix them together. In this case, if I did not mix my sheep with his, I would not have the zakah would not be due on me. And the same thing applies to him. But because we mixed them together, then the number is 50, which is above 40. So the zakah is due on us in this case. We both pay one sheep as zakah. From me, 2/5 of this sheep, and from him, 3/5 of the sheep. And the same thing applies to the other kind of zakah, other kinds of this of zakah. Both combined pay one sheep, but from me 2/5 of it, from him 3/5 of it. So if you want to buy it, I pay 2/5 of its price, he pays 3/5 of its price, and then we give it out as zakah. في بعض الأحوال الخلطة تخفف عن الشخص مقدار ما يدفع من الزكاة، وفي بعض الأحوال تزيد، وفي بعض الأحوال لا تزيد ولا تنقص بحسب الحال. Sometimes mixing the articles makes a makes يعني الزكاة heavier on one. He pays more. Sometimes he pays less. Sometimes the same amount, depending on this mixture. If I have 40 sheep and he has, oh no, let me say, if I have 50 sheep and he has 51, so he pays one, I pay one. If we mix them together, the sum becomes 101, so we need to pay two. Oh no, it doesn't. If I have, oh no, it doesn't work like that. If I have 52 and he has 52, and we mix them together, I pay one, he pays one if we are separated. If our sheep are mixed, the sum is 104, we pay two also. I pay one and he pays one. It's the same. It doesn't affect. If I have 20, he has 20, neither of us pays zakah. If we mix them together, we need both to pay. So sometimes it makes it heavier, sometimes. 121, not 101, sorry. 121. So you need to fix the example. If I have 62 and he has 62, it works. طيب. الأمر الثاني زكاة الفطر. The second issue is زكاة الفطر. زكاة الفطر ليست زكاة مال كما ذكرنا، إنما زكاة بدن. As we mentioned before, زكاة الفطر is not a zakat due in a certain amount of money. It is due on certain people. On certain people fulfilling certain conditions. تجب زكاة الفطر على من أدرك آخر جزء من رمضان وأول جزء من شوال، يعني على من غربت عليه شمس آخر يوم من رمضان وهو حي حياة مستقرة ما وصل إلى حال خروج الروح، ليس غربت عليه الشمس وروحه تخرج، إنما غربت عليه شمس آخر يوم من رمضان وهو حي حياة مستقرة. زكاة الفطر is due upon every Muslim, is an obligation upon every Muslim who is alive at the end of Ramadan and the beginning of Shawwal. In other terms, if someone is alive when the sun sets at the last day of Ramadan, that is until after the sun sets, then Zakatul Fitr is due on this person. Except if he was dying when the sun was setting, then a zakah would not be an obligation upon him. That is, his soul was going out at that time. This is what we mean by if he was dying. أما لو ولد له ولد بعد غروب شمس آخر يوم من رمضان فلا زكاة عن هذا الولد. If one is born after the sunset of the last day of Ramadan, one does not have to pay zakah for this child. The father does not have to pay zakah for this child. كذلك لو تزوج بعد غروب الشمس لا يدفع عن هذه الزوجة. Likewise, if he marries after the sunset of the last day of Ramadan, he does not have to pay a zakah on behalf of his wife. If he marries means if the contract is done. ولو كان فقيرا ثم حدث له لا يملك ما يخرجه لزكاة الفطر ثم حدث ملك ذلك بعد غروب الشمس أيضا لا يجب عليه. Likewise, if he was a poor person who does not have the amount to pay as زكاة الفطر after the sunset, He became rich. He acquired that amount. Still, it is not an obligation upon him to pay it. وإنما تجب زكاة الفطر على كل مسلم عليه وعلى من عليه نفقتهم إذا كانوا مسلمين. يعني يجب على الشخص المسلم الحر أن يدفع عن نفسه زكاة الفطر. Every free Muslim has to pay زكاة الفطر on for himself. حتى لو كان مبعضا أي بعضه حر وبعضه عبد. Even if he was portionally a slave or partially a slave, that is, he was partially free and partially slave. In this case, he has to pay zakat al-fitr. وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُخْرِجَهَا عَمَّنْ تَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ نَفَقَتُهُمْ. One also has to pay zakat al-fitr on behalf of the people whom he has to support. The people that it is an obligation upon him to support. مثل زوجته, like his wife. مثل أبيه الفقير, like his poor father. أمه الفقيرة, his poor mother. مثل عبده, like his slave. إذا كانوا مثل ولده الذي الصغير الغير الغني, like his child, little child, that does not have money. يجب عليه أن يخرج عن هؤلاء إذا كانوا مسلمين. He has to pay on behalf of those people if they were Muslims. If they were not Muslims, then he does not pay zakat al-fitr on their behalf. فيشمل ذلك الزوجة التي طلقها الرجعية, التي طلقها طلقة أو طلقتين وكانت العدة لم تنتهي بعد لأن نفقتها ما زالت عليه. This includes his divorced wife that he divorced, whom he divorced once or twice, and who is still in Al-Idda. Her Idda did not end yet. Because if he divorces her one divorce or two divorces, and she is still in Al-Idda, then he is obligated to support her. He is still obligated to support her. So he pays on her behalf Zakatul Fitr. كذلك يشمل هذا الزوجة المطلقة البائن إذا كانت حاملا. Likewise, if he divorces his wife in a way that he cannot bring her back during Al-Idda, but she is pregnant. Because in this case, he needs to continue supporting her until she gives birth. So he pays Zakatul Fitr on her behalf. وهذا يشمل عبد زوجته أيضا الذي أخدمها إياه لكونها ممن يخدم لأن هذا عليه من جملة النفقة التي عليه فأيضا يخرج زكاة الفطر عنه الزوجة إذا كانت ممن يخدم في بيت أهلها وطلبت خادما والزوج كان مستطيعا عليه أن يخدمها من جملة النفقة الواجبة عليه أن يخدمها فإن جلب لها عبدا أعطاها عبدا لخدمتها عليه أن يدفع زكاة الفطر عن هذا العبد. This includes also the slave of his wife that he gave to her. So this slave serves her. And this is in the case when she is usually served. She is served before he marries her. She is used for someone to serve her. If he marries her and she asks him for someone to serve her, if he is able to do that, then it is an obligation upon him to do it. He needs to bring her someone to serve her. So if he chooses to buy a slave and give this slave to her, so that slave would serve her. In this case, he needs to support that slave, although he gave the slave to her. If this slave is a Muslim, he needs to pay Zakatul Fitr on behalf of that slave. Because he is obligated to... to provide. He is the one, because he is obligated to provide her with this slave. أما إذا كان الوالد غنيا فلا يجب على الولد أن يدفع عنه زكاة الفطر. Now, if the parent is solvent, his son or daughter does not have to pay Zakatul Fitr on behalf of the parent. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْوَلَدْ بَالِغًا فليس للأبي فليس على الأبي أيضا أن يدفع زكاة الفطر عنه. Likewise, if the child becomes pubescent, then it is not an obligation upon the parent to pay zakat al-fitr on behalf of the child. أستطيع أن أدفع يستطيع الأب أن يدفع زكاة الفطر عن ولده بإذنه وعن غير ولده لكن بإذنه من غير وجوب عليه. Of course, one can pay zakat al-fitr on behalf of another person whom he is not obligated to support if that other person authorizes him to do that. So if the pubescent child authorizes his father to pay zakat al-fitr on his behalf, then the father can pay it on behalf of the child. Or if another person authorizes someone to pay zakat al-fitr on his behalf, he can do it. If the child is solvent but he is not pubescent, let's say I have a child which is not pubescent, that is not pubescent, that owns enough money to support him or herself. For example, that child inherited some money, or in another way, he owns enough money to support himself. In this case, I am the guardian, I'm his father or her father. So I take from his money the amount of zakat al-fitr and I pay it on his behalf. Because it is not an obligation upon me to support this child. Because this, although this child is not pubescent, but this child has enough money to support himself. So I use his money to support him in the proper way, of course. كذلك لو كان عند الشخص عبد مملوك لا بد أن يخرج زكاة الفطر عنه ولو كان هاربا. Likewise, if someone owns a slave, one needs to pay zakat al-fitr on behalf of this Muslim slave. Even if this slave runs away, still he needs to pay zakat al-fitr on his behalf. ولا تجب زكاة الفطر على من ذكر إلا إذا فضل ما يخرجه للفطرة عن دينه ولو كان الدين مؤجلا لو لم يكن حالا لو كان الدين يحل في المستقبل حتى يجب عليه زكاة الفطر لابد أن يكون ما يملكه ما عنده تزيد قيمته عن دينه ولو كان الدين مؤجلا ليس حالا وعن كسوته كسوة هذا الفصل وكسوة من عليه نفقتهم أيضا كسوة الفصل وعن مسكنه ومسكن من عليه نفقتهم وقوته وقوت من عليه نفقتهم. For such person to be obligated to pay zakat al-fitr, he needs to have to own what exceeds his debts, even if those debts are not due yet. So he needs to have what exceeds his debt, even if the debt is not due yet. Also, he needs for what he has to exceed what he needs for clothing, for himself and those whom he is obligated to support, for food, for himself and those whom he is obligated to support, for shelter, for himself and those whom he is obligated to support. إن كان عنده ما يزيد عن ذلك عند ذلك يخرجه زكاة الفطر. إذا غر عند غروب الشمس كان عنده ما يزيد عن ذلك يخرجه زكاة فطر عند ذلك. If one has what exceeds what we meant, what we said, then what we mentioned, then he pays it or from it, depending how much does he have, as zakat al-fitr. Yeah, if all his assets exceed the debt, etc. Yeah, he doesn't need to have an exact evaluation. But he knows that he has more, then he has to pay it. Even if the wife is solvent or rich, he has to pay zakat al-fitr on her behalf, because he has to support her. It is an obligation upon him to support her. عندما قلنا عن كسوته وكسوة من عليه نفقتهم قصدنا الكسوة اللائقة، اللائقة به واللائقة بهم، على حسب المكان والزمان والحال. هذا يختلف من مكان إلى مكان، يختلف من وقت إلى وقت، يختلف من حيث حال الشخص ومنصبه. When we said clothing, we meant the proper clothing. And this depends on time, place, and position, social position, status. الثوب اللائق في الصيف يختلف عن الثوب اللائق في الشتاء. The proper clothing in the summer differs from winter. ثوب القاضي، الثوب الذي يليق بالقاضي يختلف عن الثوب الذي يليق بالعامي. The clothing that is proper for a judge, a Muslim judge, differs from what is proper for a layman. الثوب اللائق في بلد يختلف عن الثوب اللائق في بلد آخر. The proper clothing in one country or in one town differs from the proper clothing in another area. So it depends. When we say proper, it depends. كذلك المسكن. Likewise, the shelter يختلف من بلد إلى بلد. The proper shelter differs from one area to another area. والقوت، عندما قلنا القوت يشمل هذا أيضا، أو المراد بالقوت قوت يوم العيد والليلة التي بعد يوم العيد، بما يشمل ما اعتاد الناس تقديمه من الحلوى ونحوها في العيد. إذن لابد أن يكون عنده ما يزيد عن ذلك عن قوت يوم العيد والليلة التي بعده وعما اعتاد الناس تقديمه من الحلوى في العيد. إن كان عنده ما يزيد عن ذلك كله عند ذلك يجب عليه أن يدفع زكاة الفطر. Talking about food, we mean enough food for himself and those who needs to support for the day of Eid, the night that comes after it, and what people usually serve as sweets, like sweets during Al-Eid. If one has what exceeds all of that, then he has to pay Zakatul Fitr. No, food, when we say food, it means the food that usually people like him eat. Yeah, but I don't mean by that to eat different five different types of food, etc. People like him, pious people like him, usually eat. People of good religious status usually eat. This is what we mean. People with good religious status. ويجوز إخراج زكاة الفطر في خلال شهر رمضان. It is permissible to pay زكاة الفطر during the month of Ramadan. ولو أول ليلة, even at the first night of Ramadan. لكن السنة إخراجها يوم العيد. But it is better to pay Zakatul Fitr at the day of Eid. وقبل الصلاة and before the prayer of Eid. لأن الشخص بذلك إذا دفعها قبل الصلاة يرتاح قلب الفقراء المحتاجين من هذه الناحية يوم العيد. Because when one pays it before the prayer, then the poor people, when they get it, when they receive it, then they feel relaxed during that day, that they have enough to eat during the day of Eid, before they go to the prayer of Eid. So they feel relaxed. This is why it is better to pay it before the prayer, at the day of Eid. Because then you are helping them at that day to feel relaxed, so their hearts wouldn't be disturbed by thinking about their food. So they would be relaxed on that issue during that day. This is why it is better to pay it during the day of Eid and not before that during Ramadan. And before the prayer. ويحرم أن يؤخرها بلا عذر عن يوم العيد. It is haram to delay paying it until after the sunset of the Eid day. If you pay it before the sunset, it is okay. If you delay paying it until after the sunset, it is haram. If this is done without an excuse, a religious excuse. ومقدار زكاة الفطر صاع من غالب قوت البلد عن كل واحد. Now what is the amount that one has to pay as زكاة الفطر? It is one صاع, that is four mud. One mud is two hand cup. The fill of two hands cupped together. This is one mud. So one needs to be to pay four of that, one sa', on behalf of each person. One sa' of what? Of the common staple crops in the area, in the town. في بلاد كثيرة غالب القوت القمح. In many countries, the staple crop is wheat. في بعض البلاد الرز. In some countries, it is rice. في بعض البلاد الذرة. In some countries, it is corn. وفي بعض البلاد لا قمح ولا شعير ولا ذرة بل غير ذلك. And in some areas it is something else. Like in some areas in Ethiopia, isn't it other than all of that? Yeah, it is. It's neither wheat nor barley nor corn. It's something else. I forgot the name. It depends on the area also. In one area, it differs from another area. And it's not any of those known crops. They give from the staple crops. They pay from the staple crops. وتجب النية في جميع أنواع الزكاة مع الإفراز للقدر المخرج. يعني لابد أن ينوي في القلب في كل أنواع الزكاة عندما يفرز هذا المال الذي يدفعه زكاة عن باقي ماله، لابد أن يقرن به نية إيش؟ الزكاة، أنه يدفعه زكاة. أما إن دفعه لشخص لأجل أن يجزئ، وإلا إن دفعه لشخص من غير استحضار نية الزكاة، لا عند إفرازه ولا عند الدفع، ما استحضر نية الزكاة، ثم بعد ذلك قال أنا علي كذا وكذا من الزكاة، كنت أعطيت فلانا، أعتبر هذا زكاة، لا يمشي، لا يصح، لأنه لم يقرن نية الزكاة بإيش؟ بإفراز هذا المال. For paying a zakah to be valid, one needs to put aside, one needs to have the intention of a zakah when he puts aside the amount of money that he wants to pay as zakah. Now depending, if he, for example, if I think that I have to pay as zakah, okay, so I put it, I don't know where people, poor people are, okay, brother so and so knows, طيب, I put this amount aside to pay it zakat, that's enough. When this brother comes, I give him the money, I tell him, you know where people are, poor people are, I don't know. So take this amount and pay it for them. Or if I tell him, take this amount and pay it for poor people, my first intention is enough when I put it aside. Now if I don't have this intention, but I was walking in the street, and I see someone, I know him, he's a poor Muslim. And I remember that I have to pay a zakah. So I have the due amount with me. So I take this amount and I pay it to him with the intention of fulfilling what? The obligation of zakah. This is enough. On the other hand, if I'm walking in the street and I see a poor Muslim, so I give him money out of charity. Later, I remember that I need to pay a zakah. If I say in my heart, okay, I paid this poor Muslim this amount, I consider it a part of a zakah. It does not work. Because when I paid it, I did not have the intention. When I took this amount of money, when I put it aside, when I took it in my hand and gave it to him, I did not have the intention that this is zakah. Is it clear? MashaAllah. طيب, let us stop here for now and let us review that issue of dirham that we talked about. We have something to write on it here. Did anyone make the calculations or try? Who did? A.M. Waleed. Kif? شو هي الواحد وربع؟ أي مكعب؟ أي مكعب يا أم وليد؟ أي مكعب يا أم وليد؟ قلتان. خلينا نبلش لكن من القلتين. أوكي, لحظة, شوي شوي أم وليد, شوي 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 شوي. طيب, we said two قلتات, ما هي؟ of water. I don't know how you write kulla. Are equal to 500 mahek rital. Tafadhal. Okay, two kullas. This is a volume. So it's the volume of a cube. Of a cube with the length of one what day? 125 cubits. Okay, I forgot. 1.25 cubits and 1.25 cubits. A cube, yeah, what did I say? And 1.25 cubits. Okay, so what would be the volume of this? How did you do that, Hacha? So this is equal to how many centimeters? No. Step by step. Five. One cubit is equal to what? 40. 46. Approximately 46 centimeters. So 1.25 would be No, you need to give something. How much? 57.5? Are you sure? What? Centimeter. Okay, then. 0.5. Okay. Then, to get the volume of this cube, isn't it the case? Which means? I can't hear you. Centimeter cube. This volume is in centimeter cube. You want it in liters, isn't it? So how many liters? You divide by 1,000. If you divide by 1,000, so you have 190.109 whatever decimeter cube, which is equal approximately to 190 liters, isn't it? Okay. And then, so, two kullas, the weight of two kullas, is 190, and every liter of water weighs 1 kilogram. So you have 190 kilograms equal to 500 rotl. So one rotl is equal to what? 190 divided by 500. Yeah, 19 over 50, which means 0.38. So every ripple is 0.38 kilograms. Which is equal to how many grams? 380 grams. Okay. Now every rotl is equal to how many dirhams? 128.47 of a dirham. This is equal to 380 grams. So you have here, so it is yani 128 plus 2 7, and then 4, and then you multiply 7 by
حبيبي. This is Devanam, huh? What's the answer?
3.59.
Please let someone do it now and give us the answer. Okay, 3.02, which is a close, very close answer. Which is a very close answer. Now, why there is a little bit of difference, and you might get another answer. Why? Because... Fadali Moli. No. You might get another answer which is very close to this one. Why? Because two qullas are approximately equal to 500 rotab. They might differ by a little bit. That's why they say it's the volume which is contained in this cube, in such cube, or in a cylindric shape with the diameter of one dirham, one cubit, and the depth of 2.5 cubits. So if you do the volume in this way, you will get here approximately 191. If you get here 191, you will get here 2.something. 2.9, etc. Anyway, this is approximately the weight of one dirham. If you do it in a very precise way, you will get more precise, but this is approximately it's 2.9 something grams every dirham. Now I verified that by checking several dirhams that were coined by the Muslims in the past. Because you can find, even if you look on the internet, you can find people who sell dirhams and etc. So you can get to someone to sell you a dirham with fine conditions that was coined by people who were known to take care of the matter from a religious point of view. Like the dirham that was coined at the time of Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, or at other times when they took very good care about the weight of the dirham, etc. You can get a dirham which is with no cut edges, etc. And then you can weigh it and you will see that it is very close to this. It's 2.9 something. Yes, Muhammad. No. Okay. There was three types. MashaAllah, you are getting us into an... It's good to talk about that anyway. Good. Yeah. Good. From the... MashaAllah, this is good. Can you show us? Okay, exactly. This is what we were talking, about in the morning class. Do you remember? We said that before the Muslims agree on a certain shape and way for the dirham, different types of dirham were used. Why? Because actually the Muslims did not have a place. They didn't coin the dirhams. Dirham is bought, the silver currency was brought to the Muslims from the Persians. They used it. And the golden one was bought from the Romans. They used it. So, and even the Romans, I think they call it dinaros or something like that. Huh? And dinaros. Denarius. Yeah, denarius, something like that. So they bought it from the Romans. So during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions, different types of dirham were used. Like this one, if you check this one and you check the dirhams that were coined by Muslims later, you will find that this is much bigger. And this is this has more weight. This one, for example, it is 3.45 grams. This one is about 4 grams. And this one is about also 4 grams. So you would find dirhams with different weights. But the dirham which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam referred to when he mentioned the dirham, when he talked about the dirham, it was the one that has the weight which we mentioned, on which all the Muslims agreed. They agreed all together. So if you check those dirhams, for example, you will find Persian... Persian writings on them. Except for one statement, يعني, like Bismillah or something like that, that the Muslims put as a sign that So we have to believe that most of the dirham to which the Prophet referred was the one about which all the Muslims agreed later, because the Ummah, the Muslim scholars, wouldn't agree on something that disagrees, doesn't comply with what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. Is it clear? Allah yubarak fiik, Haj Muhammad, Akh Muhammad. Actually, there was three types of dirhams. One bigger, one equal to the dirham, to the Islamic dirham, and one smaller. There was also one smaller to the Islamic dirham. What the Prophet meant when he mentioned the dirham was the Islamic one, on which all the nation later agreed. Is it clear? Allah yubarak bikum. Because this is the weight of Ebutul. طيب أحد عنده سؤال. Do you have any questions about what we said? محمد.
انت اسألوا اذا بيسمح لك محمد حتى تفضلي. لحظة الله يبارك فيكم. يعني we need to hear the questions, you need to hear the answers. I don't know if you noticed that my throat is a little bit affected. So, mashallah, inshallah, we will get for the next camp a wider, place, inshallah. بس إنه يعني let's manage now with what we have. تفضلي. ما عم بيلاقي مستحقين. أو المال تاعه منه عنده. ليس عليه ذنب. ليس عليه ذنب. ولا يعرف هو ما قال له أخيه. جواد وايد. الدينار يقال روماني أصله روماني. الدرهم فارسي. معرب. فقير. قد هنحكي عنها إن شاء الله. If someone authorizes a person to pay zakat al-fitr or any other zakat on his behalf and the authorized person does not pay it on time, he delays it without an excuse, the first one is not sinful. He doesn't know. He did not tell him to delay. The other one delayed. So the first person is not sinful for that. تفضل حاج. بس قيمة البيت أليس تسد الدين ويزيد منه عنها؟ فإذا عنده ما يزيد عن دينه. Is what? Which zakah? I do not know any disagreement about it. Are you talking about the amount due? Ah, no. There are differences among the scholars about that. No, you give it raw. Yeah. بارك الله فيك. As far as I know. نعم. يجوز. It is permissible if you give someone a certain amount of money and you tell this person you pay half of it as zakah and half of it as charity without actually separating which half, it is permissible. And he takes, because when you authorize someone, he acts on your behalf, so as if you are acting. So it is okay, no problem about that. Hey, doctor. Tijara mzakkar, al-fitr mzakkar. Tijara mzakkar, al-fitr mzakkar. بس ما عم بتذكر. بارك الله فيك يا حاج. إذا عنده النصاب يزكي. ما بيأثر. If someone has starts his trade, and then during the year the value of the trade article declined, so the value became less than the quotum, but at the end of the year the value was equal to the quotum or more, he needs to pay a zakat. Except in the case if he sells all what he has, everything in the same, except in the case if he sells all what he has for gold, for example, and he started his trade by buying the articles with gold, and the amount of gold for which he sells all the articles is less than the nisab, then the year is breached there. إلا إذا نض ماله مال التجارة ناقصا عن النصاب في خلال العام عند ذلك انقطع الحول يرجع من أول وجديد عندما. Did you get the exception? No. If I start my trade by buying articles with gold, then during the year I sell everything I have, all the articles, for gold. And this gold is less than nisab. In this case, when I do that, the year is breached. So when I buy again articles with this gold, then when the year starts again. Because I started with gold, and during the year, all my trade was transformed into gold, less than the quotum. So then the year is breached. If I started with gold, and during the year I sell everything for silver, and it is less than the quotum, it doesn't matter. If I start with silver, and during the year I sell everything for gold less than the quotum, it doesn't matter. If I start with silver and during the year I sell everything for silver and it is less than the quotum, then the year is breached. If I buy again articles, then when the new year starts. And other than that, it doesn't matter. If the value goes up, goes down during the year, it does not matter. What matters is at the end of the year. Is it equal to the quotum or less? Or more, yani. Yes, the actual gold or silver. The actual gold or silver. Wafiq. No, what people usually eat in the area as staple crops, not what usually is grown. This is not trading. When he sells them for a certain amount of money that he wants to use it to trade, to buy things, then sell them, buy. Yeah, when he does that, this is when the year starts. No. This is not a trade. This is what Allah yubarak fikum. If someone plants something and then he harvests it and then he sells it to get a gain, and with this money he's planning to buy seeds of the like, plant them and then harvest them and get a gain. This is not trading. What do the farmers do? This is what they do. Why do they plant? To get a profit, isn't it? So this is what they do. This is not trading. Trading means to buy something, to sell it, and then to buy, and then to sell, etc., with the purpose of profit. This is what it is. Not every business is trade. مش عليه هو النفقة هو بيطلع أو يأذن لها عليه هو إلا أن يكون عاجزا هذاك شي تاني. What do you mean he has a shelter, he owns it? No. The pubescent child that lives with his parent, if this child cannot afford to have a shelter for himself, clothing for himself, food for himself, then Zakatul Fitr is not due on him. Because his parents are not obligated to support him. So they do that to get the reward. He is not considered a solvent person. No, it has other details. We'll talk about that later, inshallah. نحكي فيها بنحكي فيها إن شاء الله. تطوعا ليس بنية الوجوب. تطوعا مش بنية الوجوب. طيب اتفضل حاج. Go ahead. أي تجارة؟ بس يطلع العسل. بعدين يرجع بيشتري بضاعة بهالمصريات ليبيعها. لا يرجع يبيع المواطبين والكراتين بيرجع بيشتري كل المال من شان هيك. لا ما هيك هو العسل بياخده من النحل هذا اللي عم بيبيعه الكراتين والمواطبين عم يعطيه عطي. ما النتيجة هاي. تفضل فوزي. The currency, not crops. According to the school of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, Zakatul Fitr is not valid if it is given in currency to the poor people. So you need to give them crops.
actual wheat, barley, corn, or something else. According to Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, it is valid. You can give the value. So it works if it fulfills the condition, the conditions. Into another currency and to pay it. Yes, it is valid. It is okay. Wafikum. Okay, go ahead. Yalla. Go ahead. I'll get back to you. Of? زكاة الفطر. If she trades, she needs to pay the zakah, the trade zakah. Now, if it is mixed with the husband's money, but the husband is not trading, this is another money. So this is not what we were talking about. We were talking about selling in the same shop and the like. This is what we were talking about. She needs to pay for her trade. Of course, of course, of course, of course. She puts that aside. She doesn't. We will talk in the next session to who zakat is given. Wafiq. Go ahead. يجوز ايه وين الاشكال ما هني وكلوا يحولون ما هو بالقيمه ما كله هذا بالقيمه كله بالقيمة هذا منه لا قمح ولا زورة ولا شعير ما في إشكال بارك الله فيكم خلونا نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
مشان بدي يحكي ان شاء الله ان شاء الله before you